Thank you for listening to the Data Is My Science podcast, the show that makes data your passion, with your host, Dapper Data.
What's up, everybody? You are listening to the Data Is My Science podcast, the show that makes data your passion. I am your host, Dapper Data, and I have a very, very, very special guest on here right now. I'm telling you right now that this is going to be mind-blowing, right? In a minute, probably about 30 minutes, right? But it's still going to be mind-blowing. And what I've learned, right, throughout my journey, I have been I got hip to data science. Right, that was the first thing. But then they started going into machine learning engineers, right? Then they said, okay, you got the data analysts that are focused on these things, you know? And so there's so many different focuses, right? We talked to C-level exec, we've gone deep into supervised, unsupervised learning. You know, we talked about data quality, and which is very important. We're gonna dive into that a little bit. But we have never spoken to a true, and I mean true, data analyst. Somebody that has really focused in and been passionate about data analyst position throughout their career, right? And so I brought to you all a specific person that's going to really teach us how to focus on data analytics, all right? And there's paths, we're gonna talk about the journey to it, we're gonna talk about how to get from one end to the other, and we're gonna talk about the future of it as well. Right, we gotta get futuristic, right? Because I know a lot of people out there are saying, man, am I gonna lose my job, right? Especially the data analyst now. So we wanna dive into that, right? So I brought to you all Kalpesh. Kalpesh has been very, very instrumental to the data analytics industry, okay? And we'll talk about where you can reach him at later on and things like that, which is he has a phenomenal, you know, him and the missus have a phenomenal journey that they've had along the way. Now, Kalpesh, say what's up to the audience.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for bringing me on this podcast. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, when we talk about data analysis, right, it's essential as it is something that really helps businesses, organizations, companies out there understanding their customers better. Right, that is a big part of things, right? You think about Amazon, you think about Target, right? You know, in our industry, you think about all kinds of people across the world. Data is being so valuable, as we already know, improving sales, right? Improving customer targeting, improving or reducing costs, right? And allowing the creation of better problem solving strategies across the entire world, all right? And so, I brought to you all Kalpesh, and I want you to know. Right. Kalpesh is here right now by himself, but he has somebody that is his partner, right, in crime, right? I call it partner in crime because they kill it. I'm telling you right now, they kill it all together on Instagram, right? You definitely got to follow him. We'll talk about that later. But Kalpesh has been instrumental in the industry of data analytics. He has educated folks on how to start their career in data analytics from beginning to end. And that's what he does right now. And he grew up in Mumbai. Am I saying it right? Mumbai, India. You know, he's completed his master's in statistics. Okay. Now, we don't even talk about statistics as much on this podcast, which we're getting ready to start talking about it and diving deeper into it. Okay. And he took the courses in Mumbai, and that's in India. And, you know, him and his wife, you know, both. We'll talk about the journey along the way, you know, but he has total 4 years of experience in data science and audience measurement and fintech space. You know, Mumbai, tell him a little bit about yourself and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much. So, hey guys, my name is Kalpesh once again. I'm one half of Data Analyst 2 and I have been in this field of data analytics, I would say, for the past 4 years. And I've been working in different roles, like I've majorly as a data analyst, then went to business analyst. Now I'm currently working as a statistical analyst. So been that in that data analytics category only, but yeah. And this has been, you know, my first pod, honestly, and I'm a little nervous about it. So, but
don't be nervous, man.
You have made this atmosphere a little bit chill. So I'm really glad for that.
Yeah. No, the atmosphere is definitely going to be chill, you know, and I want you to know, audience, that, you know, when he said one half, you have to really understand that, right? Because it's two people that's a part of that duo, right? Even we understand what duo is. And, you know, what they have done together is created something that could possibly make a huge impact on the entire world, you know, and they have taken data and analytics and taken it very far across the journey. And so, you know, Kapesh, like, how do you summarize the partnership, right? You know, when coming up with that statistical journey that you have had, you know, has it been amazing, right? Has it been something that is, I mean, do you advise everybody to say, look, if you find somebody within your master's class, right, you know, do you say, look, stick with them all the way through, because it's beautiful to be able to have that conversation about those things along the way?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So for those who don't know, other half, her name is Aditi, and she is going to be my wife, not yet, but very soon. And yes, we both met in during a master's. Actually, she is 1 year junior to me. I was a senior, and you know what? When I joined my first firm, after 1 year, she joined the same firm. So she became my junior there also. So we have been together since my college days, share similar interest. And initially the data analyst duo was data analyst Kalpesh. And then I thought maybe I feel like she has, you know, been a blessing to me. And when we joined hands together, and this channel like literally blew up. And yeah, I would recommend everyone if you have this statement.
Yeah, no. I do truly believe that building something together, right? You know, it's the power in that, you know, to be able to do something like that. And what you all have done, right, tapping into that data analytics space is hard, is difficult, right? You know, but you have a plan, right? You have a journey plan. I'm actually going to sign up for you all's journey for that, you know, so I'm definitely going to do that. So, you know, I want to dive a little bit deeper into what you all have created when it comes down to the steps for analytics, right? You know, what are your thoughts, right? Because when we talk about analytics, right, I've talked about data science, artificial intelligence, right? I've talked to CEOs and they've had their opinions about things, right? CTOs, all those different roles, right? Those avatars that you have out there. And when I think about data analytics, in my opinion, I think there is the problem that you have to solve, right? You got the business problem. Then you have like, you have to collect the data, right? And you have to clean it, right? And then you have to like explore it, and then you have to interpret it, and it's ongoing and ongoing, right? You know, with your stakeholders and stuff. You know, what would you define, in your opinion, when you have a consultation with somebody, the steps to being able to go from beginning to end of a data analytics journey?
You know, you pretty much summarized it everything, but data analytics is something which I feel is more useful, but because it's not just what has happened is like people think it's all about building models, big models, machine learning, this and that. But I feel like, you know, even not everything needs model. Sometimes you just need the answers, and those answers could be easily, you know, taken from just analyzing data, understanding, okay, what this data is telling you about. Data analysis is like, it's a process where, you know, I guess everyone is involved. While you're explaining, you mentioned going back and forth with the stakeholders, CTO, CEO, analyst, because what happens is the people who are sitting at the top, they just need answers. They don't know like what have you used, what have you done or not done.
Right. And they don't care about Python programming, right? They don't care that you use Python. They don't care that you use R. They don't care about that stuff, right? You know, is that what you see?
Yeah. And understanding data is like pretty much, you know, most important part of a data analyst role, I would say. Exploring, focusing on more exploration part. What this data is telling you about? What questions to ask to this data? That is pretty much the most important thing, because you will be given only one single line. Hey, find out this. Expand that. Then you have to build different hypotheses. You have to ask different questions to arrive at that point. And that's a beautiful process. Like, I enjoy doing all the time. I've been doing it for 4 years. People still feel like, I talked to so many of them. They're like, hey, you have been data analyst for like 4 years. Aren't you bored? Don't you want to step up or get to those extreme, you know, positions? I'm like, I understand. Yeah. But this is something which I feel very interesting, because I'm not a coder kind of guy. Like, I'm an analyst. I love to analyze data. And that's where, you know, this field is something which very much interests me. And this entire process of collecting data, sometimes you have to collect data. You know, nobody is going to hand over the data. You have to build a questionnaire, put on the survey, you know, analyze it, clean it. So all these steps are involved, and it's pretty much fun to start right from the, you know, right from the start. Like, you know, these days it's all about, we have a lot of APIs or website, everyone is tracking data, but when it comes to survey, it's also a kind of, you know, analytics involved there.
I didn't even think about the analytics. Well, I guess going throughout my PhD, right, you know, they talk about surveys, they talk about interviews, right? You know, so is that all within the stakeholder portion, you know, or is that something else? Is that, I mean, what do you see that usually happening?
So it's all about, you know, the problem statement. For example, I'll just give you a simple random example. We have Walmart. Walmart's want to understand, you know, where I can open my new shop. Simple. That's a simple thing. He has given this problem statement to some research company. So what that their main ideology, what do you think? Like, what was the first thing that they will go? They will try to find where the customers are. They will try to understand what their requirement is, and how are they going to do it? They're going to do the survey. So that survey will at the end up will tell you, hey, this is the place where you need to, you know, put your shop, and it will work out very well for you. So it's a part of the data analytics process. I think like that, because I've done like that, and pretty much, because at the end of the day, you get Excel numbers only. You have to just analyze it.
No, definitely. You know, and even when you go into the Excel, right, you get the spreadsheets. What I have run into as an issue is that certain people understand Excel, right? You know, certain people understand the spreadsheets. They can code against it. They can do all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But then when you think about the C-level execs, right, you think about those higher ups. They don't want to look at that crap, right? Sometimes, right? They're like, oh man, forget that, man. You know, it's too many numbers, too many columns, too many rows, right? They want to have a visualization of it, right? They want charts and graphs and all that stuff. They can understand that better. You know, do you take it from beginning to end, from the problem statement all the way to the visualization piece?
Yep. Because, you know, as you said, it's you cannot present, you know, only numbers to them. That become very difficult. And explaining in terms of, you know, charts and graphs is the most beautiful way to explain. You know, you can easily point out to the specific, you know, insight on that chart that you want to focus on, rather than putting all the numbers. If you want to put all those numbers, you need to be decorative, because I'm not sure if you use Excel, there's a lot of formatting and stuff which is involved. So it's a part of visualization only. And you know, executives and they don't have much time.
To go through. No, it's funny, because when I think about data analyst. I follow somebody, I forgot the name. I think it's like Code Basics or something like that. I don't know if you've seen them on YouTube before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I follow you now too. I follow you as well. But you know, something I thought about was that a true data analyst, right, will tell you that Excel is very, very powerful. You know? Yeah. And a lot of people will say, man, that's not the sexy, right, thing, right? That's not the pretty stuff, right? So I skip past Excel, right? Do you use Excel a lot before you even get into? Oh, man.
You know, no matter you write big Python code, you write big SQL queries, at the end of the day, you have to present the output in Excel only.
Mm-hmm.
That is how it is. One drawback about Excel is, like, if you have to, for example, you do repetitive stuff. You miss out some point in your analysis. Then you have to again redo all that stuff. So that time, this Python and stuff becomes very handy because you just run the piece of code and it just do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, like, if you ask me, like, 30% of my work still involves Excel.
Oh, my goodness. Mind blowing. You're dropping so many nuggets, man.
it's major part. And, like, because it is what, it's a language which I feel like the executives understand. Mm-hmm. It's very easy for them to quickly look at the insight because they don't sit in code. So,
yeah. No, I mean, that's important because when I think about even me going throughout my journey, I skipped Excel. I was like, oh my goodness, this is boring, right? You know, but then I wish I paid more attention to the Excel process, right? I was a computer science major. And so it was just coding all day, right? We're coding COBOL, you know, C++, all these different coding languages, right? And throughout my undergrad degree. And so going into my master's, I still was just coding because I did computer science. And that was all great, you know. But I wish now that I'm heavy into data, data science and data analytics, I really wish that I had focused more in Excel because now I go back, I'm thinking, man, you know, that's such a basic tool that's been there for years and we don't take advantage of it as much as we should.
Yeah. Especially it is very helpful when your data set is small. You can just quickly look at the results, analyze it, do some pivot charts, pivot tables, and quickly get insights out of it.
Yeah. And sometimes we probably overwork ourselves by trying to go, you know, to use Python or try to go out to use even other tools and things like that, right? We're bringing the CSV files, we're bringing these Excel files into our tools. Well, we could have just did it right there, right? For something basic, you know? So I see that all the time, man. You know, so in your opinion, what would be the most important piece of that process for analytics? Or is everything important? I don't know.
When it comes to data analytics, one thing I feel is very important and people don't, you know, necessarily talk about it or focus on it. I think it's communication. Verbal as well as, you know, written communication. Because if you cannot understand what has been asked to do, because that's the first step of any problem. You need to first understand, you need to take that requirement. And that is something which is very important. If you miss that on the first step itself, then there is no point in doing so much work to get the result. So that is, I feel like communication is very important. And because it's not about also just creating tables.
Mm-hmm.
It's about explaining, getting insights out of it or observing what they are telling you and just presenting that to, you know, stakeholders or whoever is the executive.
Yeah.
So these are like at the start and the end, which is very important because you can learn a tool and you can quickly do, you know, some formulas here and there, quickly code and finish the work.
Yeah.
But the first and the last is something which I always tell newbies, you need to focus on that also, because that is, you know, when I try to ask them to, you know, do practice project, do this and that, People directly ask me, hey, like, I'll do it in Excel, just give me data. It's not like that. You need to understand the problem. That is that's the first step. And then, you know, once you understand what you want to do, you can easily then dive into data and get your, you know, whatever results you want. So I feel, what do you think?
No. I like that, man, because a lot of people are saying, man, I need to know some type of coding skill, right? You know, I need to understand Power BI or Tableau, right? You know, they kind of jump past problem solving, right? You know, and I agree, right? Communication never stops. I mean, I'm dealing with a project right now where I'm building this Power BI framework for them, but it's all about, you know, what do you want to do with the reports and what reports are priority and things like that. And I realized that, you know, we're going through this whole agile development, and I realized that I am literally going to be talking to them probably for a majority of the time, right? Trying to get those questions out of them, because it's probably hard to get it out of them, right? Like you said before, the average client probably doesn't even know exactly what they want. They just say something very plain, very basic. And now you have to start asking all these questions, right? And that business problem is so key. And it probably changes throughout the time as they start to understand what you're doing, you know. And man, I mean, you know, I didn't think about how important communication is, right? You know, you have the cleaning process. I used to say the cleaning process was the most important, because it takes forever, right? Depending on how big the data set is, right? I'm just cleaning and cleaning. And then next thing you know, I'm meeting with them and I have a phase two portion of cleaning, and I'm just cleaning things all the time, right? And you know, you got null values, you got all the white spaces out there, and you're just trying to just clean it up, right? For large data sets. But communicating is even prior to that, you know, that I see. And so that's important, man, you know. So what would you say, all right, you and the missus have focused in, right? That duo have focused in on being statistic majors, right, in college. How important is statistics within data analytics?
You know, it's this question which everyone, you know, asks, and why statistics important? They just want to run from statistics. I don't understand why.
I ran from it. I'm not gonna lie. It's mad, I tell them, man. Oh my goodness.
It's a simple thing. I tell them, you calculate average, you calculate mean. These are statistics. It's very simple. You start there. You know it. You just don't know that whether it's statistics or not. And statistics, you know, to understand, you know, cleaning, you know. It's important, but there is also next step, which is exploring, which is to understand what your data is telling you. And you need statistical measures to do that. You need to understand, okay, what my data looks like. What is the distribution of data? If it follows this distribution, then what I need to be do? Whether I need to transform it, then if I want to transform it, which measure I should use? It's everything related to statistics only.
Yeah. So do you all, when you tackle a problem, right, you and your other half, do you say, hey, look, you take the business problem, right, and then the other person takes the statistics side, or do you all just go through the process together throughout the entire time?
We go it together, but most the statistical thing, you know, I feel like IT is pretty much skilled in it. Mm-hmm. And she takes over major part of statistics. So that is something which she does. And, you know, understanding business, you know, presenting or, you know, doing that coding stuff and stuff. I handle it sometimes. But we go together, you know, all the time. We sit it. Even if she has some problem, I sit it. I have some problem, I also sit it. Sit with her and understand all that and do it. You know, it's not like you are going to remember statistics all the time. It's a process. It's a continuous learning process.
Yeah, I think that's why we run away from it so much, because when we think statistics, right, we think k-means, right? We think We think some of those harder things to think about, but what you broke down was that statistics can be standard deviation, right? You know, it could be something as simple as that, right? Especially in exploratory data, the EDA stage, right? The data analysis stage, you know. So
when you're doing EDA or, you know, data cleaning, outliers, simple example, you find it using statistics only. You know,
I didn't think about that.
You know, you calculate, you know, box plot. In the box plot, what do you have? You have quartiles, you have median. Mm-hmm. So you look into statistical terms only to see which data points lie outside the pair.
Yeah, it's almost like we're jumping past the process, right? You know, that
what has happened is, you know, Python has made a lot of stuff very easy. You know, you don't need to know, you know what is actually happening. You know, when I was doing masters, we used to literally solve a linear regression problem on paper. We used to calculate, we used to get like a y and multiple x-axis, and we used to actually calculate it. That's how we learn how linear regression works, the maths behind it. What Python or this tools has done it, you just code one line, it just give you the output. So what happens is sometimes you don't understand, okay, what actually happened. It's just an equation. If you think of it like this, all this regression, logistic, these are just equations.
Yeah, and no, that's amazing, because when I think back to my computer science days, you know, we jumped into Java, right? Java programming, but the libraries were built off of like C, right? And so if you didn't understand garbage collection and why it works and all the basics and the foundation of programming, the newer generation just skipped that. We didn't care. It's like, that's done for us and all that, you know. But then you run into a problem. You start working for a company, you run into a problem, and something like that background would have been so instrumental throughout my career, right? You know, and so like what you're saying, you know, being able to understand the foundational, that background, that laying that foundation is so important. And the foundation has to be statistics, right? You know, of a lot of that stuff. And being able to understand why things happen, you know, is probably important when it comes down to it, right? You know, but tools out there, you got no code solution now, you know. Do you think that's going to be that's actually causing a problem, right, when they're creating
actually,
that stuff?
Actually, because this, you know, no code or, you know, all these libraries, they've made work so much easy. You know, people just think that when they see a problem, they just run the model, run the algorithm, just get the output. But how? How was it calculated? I'm not saying your stakeholder is going to ask you how it is calculated.
Right.
It's a process that you should go through to understand in more deeper. Because if something doesn't work out, you have to go back, trace back why it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And it becomes very helpful when you understand, okay, it's just an equation. You know, it's literally an equation. If you see, when you build any model, you feed an equation only.
That equation. What'd you say?
It's very helpful. You know.
Yeah, I think about. I think you're going to make me go back and take a statistical class. That's what I feel like. Do you all offer any of those, or do you know the right place to go to for something like that?
We, just to break out the news on your pod only, we will start our workshop on statistics soon.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, man. You're the first to hear this, audience. You better sign up, because I'm signing up for it. As soon as I see it on Instagram, is it going to be posted on Instagram when it's ready?
Probably next week, we'll start, you know, promoting it and stuff.
Oh crap, man. I'm ready for that, you know. All right, so let's dive into the future right? You know, your thoughts on the future of data analytics, right? For me, when I think about future, all I think about is ChatGPT, right? You know, and I'm thinking, man, the way ChatGPT is going, right? Do I really need to know Python programming anymore? Do I really need to know Power BI? Do I need to know the statistical stuff, right? You know, that we're talking about here, because I could just go in and ChatGPT it, right? You know, I guess it's similar to like Googling it right nowadays. So ChatGPT it, and it just finds the answer for me, and I'm learning along the way. You know, I mean, do you see that taking over our actual roles?
I don't see it will take over the roles, because, you know, I feel like thinking is still something which is there with humans. You know, probably you must have built some supercomputer. That's absolutely correct. But at that ground level, still, it won't reach soon. Yes, it will make all the analysts work very easy if they know how to rightfully use it. I use it. Like, I use it every day. You know, I used to feel like Python is something which will expose me someday. But since ChatGPT has come, when using, you know, Python left, right, and center for everything. I did automate a lot of stuff using Python. I learned so many things. So it actually helped me. When we think on that terms, I'm not sure how, you know, whether it's going to impact, but at least for some years, it's not going to impact. Indirectly, it might. Probably, you know, job interviews would be more tougher.
Thank you for listening to the Data Is My Science podcast, the show that makes data your passion, with your host, Dapper Data.